Today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs. As the title means mother and father, the song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asks for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Oh, So listeners, zakat or alms is one of the pillars of Islam that must be carried out by every able Muslim. Apparently not only functions as a form of worship, but has an important role of supporting social and economic development. And to Radio Voice of Indonesia, Mo Mahdum of the National Alms Agency or Zakat Agency Basnas said that Zakat has high economic potential that can be used to support the government programs in poverty alleviation, especially through funding productive activities.
If we heard, if we listen about Zakat, usually we refer to Zakat. If we listen about Zakat, we only work at our imagination. Mm-hmm. Only mosque, for example, only madrasa, only, for example, poor people, and get the food. But at the moment, the policy has been developed. Our policy, half of our dana Zakat has been allocated directly for consumption. And the rest is allocated for the productive activities. Mm. That's why Basnas not only provide food for the poor people, but also we provide scholarship for those who want to go to school, but without sufficient funding, for example. And also, for example, because they cannot go to the hospital because they have no health insurance, so Basnas provide the free for the health facilities. That's why if we listen to Zakat,
listener, you can listen again the full conversation about alms or Zakat or charity on our YouTube channel VOI Official. So related to the food in the country, usually people ahead of Idul Fitr will be aiming a lot of particular foods to be bought. For example, chicken, beef, and also some other staple foods because they need to cook something special, as in a special dish during the special day of Idul Fitr. And as we know, in the law of supply and demand, it can affect the prices and even the availability. So the Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman ensured that food will be available and the price will be affordable until the Idul Fitr, and reported by AncaraNews.com. The Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman said that a lot of stocks are safe, for example, the rice reaching 2.2 million tons, which is the highest in the last year. And not only that, listener, not only they have the programs to keep the food commodities available, but the government and also a lot of institutions have something like cheap food bazaar that help people to get the food at affordable prices. And according to the minister, with this cooperation, we can ensure that food prices will remain stable until Eid.
Ketoprak, kamu minta martabak yang diisi dengan kacang lalu ditabur coklat. Ku ingin nasi padang, tapi kamu melarang. Lalu aku tetap beli gabila-bila. Aku mau kerak telur, kamu minta batagor. Ayo coba pesan pakai jasa sepeda motor. Aku mau gado-gado, kamu bubur manado. Mendadak ku ingin terong sambal balado. Tak perlu kita untuk saling memaksa, karena kita beda selera. Namun kita bisa jalan bergandengan tangan menuju tempat makanan. Kuih tinggi nasi gila. Kamu minta lasagna, masak kecap manis dicampur keju mozzarella. Nasi goreng ikan asin, sate kambing bikin pusing. Tempe mendoan karena ku tak pernah bosan. Tak perlu kita untuk saling memaksa, karena kita beda selera. Namun kita bisa jalan bergandengan tangan menuju tempat makanan. Sampai kita di sana taunya dompet terlupa, akhirnya kita berdua jadi puasa.
Listener, here is quote of the day. No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come. A quote by Tan Malaka. Listener, Tan Malaka is Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice but cares a lot for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. And listener, that's quote of the day.
I'm not.
And you're still tuned to a radio service voice of an Indonesia listener. Do not forget that you can listen our broadcast on the application RRI Digital, available on Android and also iOS. And in here, listener, you can enjoy a lot of good contents, not only by the voice of Indonesia, but from all channels, all stations of Radio Republik Indonesia from across Indonesia. And a special thing also, you can, if you go to our channel, for example, you can not only listen but also watch, but below the video and audio player you can find the comment section in which you can tell us how you feel, or maybe you can say hello to fellow listeners of The Voice of Indonesia. So make sure not to forget to download the mobile application RRI Digital.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
So now I would like to bring you to a place that is not really far from Jakarta. Well, it's quite relative though, but this place is always passed by a lot of people if they are taking the southern route during the homecoming. So the place is called Tasikmalaya. Of course, a lot of people are coming home to Tasikmalaya, and the special part about this place that it has a volcano that is very beautiful, and you can climb it with hundreds of stairs. And even based on my experience, on the top of the mountain you will be able to find a lot of monkeys, so we can say that. But long time ago the volcano erupted, and as many other volcanoes, usually the eruption causes destruction, but this one also brings blessing for the people. So here's the story about Galunggung bringing blessing.
Alhamdulillah, setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah, after disaster, people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption.
Oh.
eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif. Bahkan
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atam Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi village, Cisayong district, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at common post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining. When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofloh completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burst, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, one hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equals 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plant. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that one hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its premium. Product was normal
ya, sehingga
but
mempunyai harga yang
eruption the product increase
berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Itu merek
galunggung rice
beras
which is produced from galunggung
di supermarket
water
mana tuh ada sebagian beras
one,
dari sini
so that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms. Generally, stocking rice can produce much if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
Itu we produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. These types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Panudromo kan ada yang kelaparan kan, di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. your voice, if your touch, if your kiss, if your eyes, if your smile, they were mine. You know I want for you to be by my side. Girl, nothing's gonna change, kabo nyako. Mata mo, tatap mo, ku rindu. Seakan senyummu untukku. If I could, baby, I'd give my world to you. I hope you love me, cause 靠近大哭. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Dan darah
and you're listening to UG with If You Were Mine. And if you truly think that Voice of Indonesia is a part of you, please let us know how you feel about our program. You can send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And also to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com. More from Indonesia still coming up next, so make sure to stay tuned on Editor Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Rindu seakan senyummu. If I could, baby, I'd give my world to you. I hope you love me, cause 靠近大哭. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. Mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu.
Waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the local's housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is the news. The Ministry of Transportation has pledged to deliver smooth East transportation experience in 2025, outlining its detailed plan to oversee the massive travel operation during the holiday period. This encompasses the deployment of 30,000 buses, 700 ships, 400 aircraft, and 2,500 trains. Concurrent with these preparations, the Ministry is fostering robust cross-sectoral coordination, engaging with relevant ministries, institutions, and Indonesian National Armed Forces, Indonesian National Police, security agencies, local administrators, and transportation operators. Still related to the homecoming, the head of National Police Traffic Corps, Inspector General Agus Suryo Nugroho, has advised the public traveling home for the Eid celebration to travel without using motorcycles. In a statement received here on Sunday, Suryo Nugroho said that he doesn't prohibit travelers from using motorcycles, but he made this recommendation in order to minimize traffic accidents, which predominantly involve two-wheeled vehicles during homecoming trips. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
ここにいる女の子たちに僕たちの歌を聞いてください。
Kita tampan dan rupa wae Pria idaman wanita ya.
This fruit is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this fruit?
Pasir kubur-kuburkan tempat sirna panik isan lingkung lembur padu senan ayam mangsa kampung jadi kota di sisi pamungkungan jamak muti dayung narungsi kampung-kampung gegap bir di kota sisi gunung adadak segala ayam Pulang karang terus, bikin pipi pop-pop-popan. Helen, helen, malam bunyi, bikin rasi. Pulang karang terus, asin-asin pakai jengki.